an order for campers to deal with fire hazards that were identified. The province and the city are concerned the site is still unsafe. A number of safety measures will be discussed, including ensuring there is a safe amount of space between the tents, elimination of open burning, and the use of flames and candles. The province is working with the Portland Hotel Society to help with management and safety of the site. The township of Esquimalt and two First Nations are out, and either Saanich or Victoria could be in as host of the next casino in Greater Victoria. CFAX 1070's Frank Stanford reports.
BC Lottery Corporation has announced it has concluded the first phase of an expression of interest process determining which potential host community will advance for further evaluation. Esquimalt and the Esquimalt and Songhees First Nations have all been rejected based on criteria, quote, related to community support, geographic, economic, and demographic considerations. Saanich and Victoria will proceed to the next phase of evaluation. That phase will include discussion around the type of facility that would be appropriate. It could be a full-fledged casino or a smaller community gaming center. Frank Stanford, CFAX 1070 News.
The provincial government has issued a call for expressions of interest from companies, community groups, municipalities, or others who want to partner with the province in the creation of hundreds of new affordable housing units. The minister responsible for housing, Rich Coleman, has announced a commitment of $355 million over the next 5 years, which he calls the largest single affordable housing investment in BC's history. The target is to produce at least 2,000 affordable rental units. The bill on medically assisted dying introduced today flies in the face of recommendations from a special joint parliamentary committee, which urged the government to take a much more permissive approach. And an angry-looking Liberal MP, Rob Oliphant, who co-chaired the committee, refused to talk to reporters today. The proposed law imposes strict conditions on a person's right to end their lives with medical assistance, saying they must be someone who is, quote, suffering intolerably, and for whom a natural death is reasonably foreseeable. Taking a look at your market numbers now for the day, the TSX was make it down 3 points to 13,668. Canadian dollar down just slightly to close at 77.82 cents U.S. Dow Jones up 18 points to 17,926. And NASDAQ down 2 points on the day to 49.46. The CFAX 1070 News Poll for Thompson Roof Treatment. For moss removal and more, call Thompson Roof Treatment at 385-3124. Today's question, do you separate glass in your blue box recycling? 68% say yes. You can vote now at CFAX1070.com. Sports and weather next. I'm James Gardner. Your next news in 10 minutes. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070. It's 5:04.
The RAV4's surprising performance has BC owners talking.
I'm Michelle, and I drive a RAV4. I can fit strollers in the back, coolers, shopping bags. It's also been great on gas. I've owned 3 RAV4s in a row because I love them so much.
Lease a 2016 RAV4 from just $130 bi-weekly for 60 months. And get up to 10,000 Aeroplan miles now during Red Tag Days. And RAV4 is now available in a hybrid model. Visit getyourtoyota.ca for full details.
I'm Michelle, and this ad is owner approved.
Good evening. I'm Art Aronson with a look at CFAX Sports. Game 4 is tonight between Kelowna and the Victoria Royals. The Royals hold a 2-1 series lead over the Rockets. Can take control of the series with a win tonight. They would go up 3-1. If the Rockets win, though, they would come back to Victoria tomorrow night with the series tied 2-2. The NHL playoffs continue tonight with 4 series opening games. The Washington Capitals host Philadelphia. That game is through 1 period of play right now with both teams scoreless. Later tonight, Florida is taking on the New York Islanders, and Dallas is playing Minnesota. The LA Kings and the San Jose Sharks renew hostilities in the late-game Western matchup. The Toronto Blue Jays are wrapping up a 3-game series with the New York Yankees tonight at the Rogers Centre. They're in the, just checking the score of that game now, they're in the third inning right now with the New York Yankees holding a 2-0 lead in that game. Football news now in the CFL. The Edmonton Eskimos have signed quarterback Mike Riley to a contract extension through the 2018 season. Riley capped the 2015 season by leading Edmonton to a 26-0 20 win in the Grey Cup over the Ottawa Red Blacks back in November. And down in the NFL, the first overall pick in the draft has been traded for the first time in 12 years. The Tennessee Titans dealt the selection to the Los Angeles Rams for a package including LA's 15th overall pick, two second rounders, and a third rounder. The draft begins on April 28th. Now, CFAX 1070 weather. Here is CTV Vancouver Island meteorologist Astrid Brownschmidt.
Overnight, temperatures will be down to 7 degrees in the capital region with partly cloudy skies. It will be windy at the waterfront, especially after midnight. Heading into tomorrow, 14 degrees for Friday afternoon with mainly cloudy skies. We have a similar day on the way for Saturday. Sunday, though, warming up to 18 degrees with mainly sunny conditions. We've got a beautiful, bright day on Monday and Tuesday, too, with 21 degrees. I'll have your full island forecast tonight on CTV News at 5.
I'm Art Aronson. Your next CFAX News is at 5:15. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070. It's 5:06.
Now, The Drive with Terry Moore on CFAX 1070.
Major news release today from the province of British Columbia dealing with health issues in this province. Medical health officer Dr. Perry Kendall says that there are more than 200 overdose deaths involving the drug fentanyl in the first 3 months of 2016. And at that rate, he says that up to 800 people could die by the end of the year because British Columbia has become the first province in Canada to declare a public health emergency after this dramatic increase in the number of overdose deaths from fentanyl. Fentanyl is added to some other drugs that people take, and they've also come up with some areas that they say, you know what, we've got to get a handle on this and find out what's going on. But Dr. Kendall was very forthright in what he said about this and believes that this is a major health emergency. Is it a health crisis? Let's see what the difference is between those two names when we talk to Professor Bruce Wallace. He's a professor in the School of Social Work at the University of Victoria, and he's joining us today to give us his take on this announcement. Professor, good of you to take time out of your day.
Hello.
Difference between a crisis and a public health emergency.
Yeah, well, that's it's an interesting distinction because I think we've known that this has been a crisis for quite a while. So what changes this in calling it a public health emergency is I think that the province can now invoke some more responses through the Public Health Act and do some responses. So our question that I think we're looking at now is what's the range of responses that's going to happen? Is it going to be a warning, you know, a public health warning such as a boil water advisory type warning, or is it going to be much more proactive and really start implementing programs and responses to resolve the emergency?
Give me your take on the projections here with the 200 overdose dose deaths involving this drug fentanyl and the projections of possibly 800 before the end of the year. Is that realistic?
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of things there. One is that fentanyl is partly implicated in overdoses. It's more than that. But the other part is there's the overdoses and there's the overdose deaths, the fatal overdoses. Sorry.
Right.
And the overdose deaths are tragic. And we also have to remember that for every overdose, there's been so many non-fatal overdoses that are in our community and being responded to with naloxone and responded to by other people around them and by the community-based agencies in town.
Yeah.
And so the impact of having a person down and reviving them as part of your day is really significant. So those numbers, Terry, are really quite hard to even imagine as the overdose deaths.
Right.
Try to imagine how many more people are just dealing with the responses every single day and reviving people and the paramedics also and the community-based agencies. And it's quite astounding what people have been going through over these months.
One of the things that we, and I'm looking at some of the data here, that to date 797 firefighters have been trained in 22 fire departments. 19 right. overdoses have been reversed because of that. And BC. Now, you may recall that about a year ago, there was a young lady in the Greater Victoria area by the name of Gillian McHugh who made a pitch to the Sandage Council to legalize miniature goats. Well, guess what? They haven't passed it yet, but Monday night, the Sandage Council debated the issue. And we're going to talk about that right now because Gillian is in the studio to talk more about this. She is 12 years of age. She goes to South Park and to Gordon Head, and she's become a real mover and shaker within the communities to try to do something about these miniature goats. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Hi.
Hi. So what's it about miniature goats that you love so much?
I love how cute and cuddly they are, as well as that they're great for the environment.
Yeah.
By you can use their fertilizer as a non-chemical fertilizer, as well as you can use them as a lawnmower that doesn't pollute the air and sound.
So if I put a couple of miniature goats on my garden and my lawn, that they'll do that and they'll shorten it up for me, and I can use all the rest of it for fertilizer.
Yeah, but I'm not too sure about the garden. They might not eat everything
no.
you want.
No. So can you put a miniature goat in your home and treat it like you would any other pet?
Well, for miniature goats, they don't have as much control over their bum.
Yeah.
So they would either have to wear a diaper, which would be quite adorable.
Oh, yes. Adorable, but I don't want to change them all the time. No, no.
Yeah. So you would probably want to keep it in your backyard in its own little home.
Okay. So tell me something about Saanich and debating this whole issue. What's going to happen?
I'm hoping that they're going to pass the pilot project, which is what the committee has put forward.
Yes.
But I'm always just hoping that that happens and that nothing different happens.
Now, let me ask your dad about this. So, Rich, this young woman has really stirred the pot in this thing. Are you prepared to have miniature goats around your home?
I am. I'm not terribly excited about the fence I'm going to have to build. But.
We can just use chicken wire.
She's already telling you what to do, pal.
Yeah. I'm excited for Jillian and very proud of her.
I'm sure you must be. Yeah. When you got interested in this, what triggered it?
Well, my family was coming back from vacation,
yeah.
and we went to my dad's friend's house,
yeah.
and he had a miniature goat, and right as I saw it and started playing with it, I just fell in love, and I knew I really, really wanted one.
How difficult are they to raise?
I'm pretty sure that they would just be like a dog.
Yeah.
That they would, you would just play with them and feed them.
Yeah.
And it would just be a lot of fun. Obviously work, but.
Did you see a full grown miniature goat or did you see a baby?
I've seen the full grown, the babies, the kind of teenager age ones, and
yeah.
they're all adorable.
Where do you see them?
At the Beacon Hill Petting Zoo.
Okay, so they have them in there. That's the little ones that jump up. They're running around all the time. So
yeah.
is that are most of those over at the Beacon Hill Petting Zoo, are they full grown?
A few of them, but right now it's when all the babies are coming.
Yeah.
And it's always a fun place to go.
Is she down there a lot?
South Park School is across the street from the petting zoo.
So she goes right over there and checks them out all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
All the time. So I don't know what it's going to take to get this done, but when the Saanich Council said they'll debate it, they may look at a pilot project. When you did the presentation, that was about a year ago?
Yeah, around
okay.
that.
How did you feel standing up in front of that city council?
I was pretty nervous, but not as nervous as I actually thought I would be.
Well, you're not nervous in here. You sound like an old pro in here. Yeah, she knows how to work it. So from what you're doing now, and you get into the pilot project, and if they say it's okay, do you live in Saanich, by the way?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so if the pilot project does come about, have you persuaded your dad and your family that to go out and get a miniature goat?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The dad, you're going to do it?
She's been pricing them out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. How much do they cost?
Well, the ones at the petting zoo are yeah. $105.
Can you adopt them?
You can, but it's around Thanksgiving. And I was hoping to get one sooner than that.
Yeah.
So I've been looking around on Usictoria, and I found one, but they're about $200 to $400, those ones.
Wow.
But it's because they're...
House trained?
They're... if only.
If only, yeah.
They're... Pygmy, they're dwarf goats.
Dwarf, the different. This is different than what you're talking about.
They're the one I'm hoping for it to allow miniature dwarf and pygmy goats.
Okay.
Except it looks to me that the dwarf goats are quite more expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be paying for the goats with my own money.
Yes.
So. I'm hoping to get something less money than that.
So are you on allowance at home, or have you got a little job going? What are you doing?
I babysit as well as I do refereeing for soccer.
Do you? Okay.
And that's my...
So you pick up a few dollars there to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's my only place I get money.
And so you're saving your money as much as you can in order to get out there and purchase this this miniature goat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question for you is this. Any idea how to raise them?
I'm thinking just keeping it in the tree fort that we have. That's building a ramp so it can get up there.
Yeah.
As well as I'm for the first couple of nights, I'm obviously going to be sleeping next to it.
Of course you will be, yeah. Is Dad going to let it in the house or not?
Not for very long.
Honest answer. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
As well as hopefully getting a little bit of heating out into the area that it will be raised. I'm not sure how.
You're marking this all down,
Dad.
Yeah. You need a heater. You need the ramp. Okay, carry on. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, and you also need a couple of bags of feed.
Yeah.
Per week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As well as. Having it, having a lot of chips down, like at the petting zoo.
Sure.
So that it's easier to pick up the poop.
Sure.
And that's kind of the main plan. I'm going to do a lot of figuring out as it goes, and I've been reading a lot about it.
What have you found out about it?
I found out that they don't have much control over their butts. So.
No, they don't. No. No.
But also that...
What goes in does come out. That's
yes,
story.
That's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
But also that... The manure, it has to be composted first
yes.
before you can use it because there's a few diseases that are inside.
Yeah.
But being around the goats, as long as you wash your hands after, there's no problems with that.
So do you think you did a pretty convincing job with the Sanage Council?
Yeah, and I think that having Mayor Atwell's help has yes. really brought it forward a lot faster.
Are you in grade 7?
Yeah, I am.
How are your school grades?
Pretty good.
I'll bet.
I get A's and B's.
Yeah, you're a very bright person.
Thanks.
And you know what? Good for you for having the courage to go ahead and push something that you believe in.
Thanks.
A lot of people don't do that today.
Thanks.
So when are you going to get an answer on this?
Hopefully on Monday. And if they decide to do more research, then hopefully not too far into the future.
Well, you're a very bright person. I really enjoyed talking to you. And I think you know, to you got a wonderful daughter here.
Thank you.
You know, congratulations. And your family is behind you on this one as well.
Yeah.
We'll see how they are after the bills start to arrive. Okay? Thanks for coming in. We're talking to Jillian McHugh. She made her pitch to the Sanage Council. They debated it, and they're looking at the possibility of a pilot project for miniature goats. Okay, so we're going to sign off here. Do you want to say you've been listening to CFAX 1070 The Drive with Terry Moore? Could you do that?
Okay. You've been listening to CFAX
1070?
1070.
And the news is next.
And the news is next.